Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Laura Bennett here, bringing you another dose of mom mindset magic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can totally transform your life, embracing your emotions and learning to feel. Seriously, this isn't about getting all mushy or dramatic. It's about becoming a badass at navigating the roller coaster of feelings that comes with being human. Ever felt like you were just pushing your emotions down, pretending they didn't exist? You know that feeling when something small sets you off and you're left wondering, why am I even reacting like this? Well, guess what? It's time to ditch the emotional dodgeball and step into your power. Here's the deal. Emotions are energy in motion. They're messengers trying to tell us something important about ourselves and our experiences. When we ignore them or try to stuff them down, they just simmer beneath the surface, bubbling over at the worst possible times. It's like ignoring that check engine light in your car. Eventually, it's going to cause a bigger problem. But when we learn to embrace our emotions, to feel them fully and without judgment, something amazing happens. We gain clarity, self-awareness, and even resilience. First things first, let's get real about those pesky labels. You know, happy, sad, angry, scared. They're helpful starting points, but emotions are way more nuanced than that. There's joy and contentment, frustration and anger, sadness and grief. And somewhere in between all of these, there's a whole spectrum of feelings that we often don't even have words for. Don't be afraid to get curious about your inner world. Ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where do I feel it in my body? What thoughts are coming up with this emotion? Next, practice radical acceptance. This doesn't mean you have to like every emotion or think they are awesome. It simply means recognizing that they are a part of your human experience and allowing yourself to feel them without resistance. Think of it like this. Imagine someone is having a meltdown in public. Would you judge them? Probably not. You might feel a little awkward, but ultimately you understand that they're just experiencing a big surge of emotion. Now let's talk about self-compassion. This one's a game changer. When we're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, it's easy to get caught up in negative self-talk. But remember, you're human. You're allowed to have bad days, to make mistakes, and to feel all the feels. Talk to yourself with kindness and understanding, just as you would a good friend going through a tough time. Remember, feeling your emotions isn't about being dramatic or letting them control you. It's about connecting with yourself on a deeper level, gaining self-awareness, and building emotional intelligence. This is the key to navigating life with more grace, resilience, and even joy. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel totally overwhelmed. Your anxiety is skyrocketing, your heart is racing, and you just want to escape. You might be tempted to put on a brave face, pretend everything is fine, or even start scrolling through your phone to avoid making eye contact. But what if instead, you acknowledged those feelings? What if you took a deep breath, told yourself it's okay to feel this way, and allowed yourself a moment of quiet reflection? By embracing your emotions in that moment, or taking control instead of letting them control you. You're showing yourself compassion, setting boundaries, maybe even excuse yourself for a few minutes, and giving yourself the space to process what's going on. So remember, my friends, feeling is not a weakness, it's a superpower. It takes courage to be vulnerable, to face our emotions head on, but the rewards are worth it. By embracing your emotions and learning to feel, you'll unlock a whole new level of self-awareness, compassion, and ultimately happiness. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this in the comments below or tap me on social media. What's one thing you're going to do today to embrace your emotions? And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that it's okay to feel all the feels. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.